This is your home for NMU sports. This is the Wildcats Sports Network.
Derek Maselli joined now by volleyball captain Sarah Keene, welcoming her back onto the show for, a second time this season. Then also we've got senior Gabby Martinez along with us. You may recall, if you have a really good memory, she was on last year. I've got a couple more things that I want to chat about here. Yep. We talk about the road trips. Sarah, I want to start with you specifically about this. You
are kind of the one.
Something I wanted to bring up. I told myself if you were ever back on this season, we had to talk about recycling because it is something that you're clearly very passionate about and you've educated the team on. But I think that there's a grander effect that this has on people. But I want to start with just the basics. Let's do like an intro to recycling here because I think we've learned a lot over the bus rides just about recycling. And there's a lot of information that you have that people could benefit from here in town.
You know what, Derek? I really appreciate you bringing this up because it's a platform like to educate people. Yeah, so first of all, if you ever turn over a plastic item, any plastic item, a yogurt container, a plastic water bottle, there's a triangle on the bottom and it has a number in it. And those numbers are significant. Ones, twos, those are really easy things to recycle. Pretty much any city should be recycling those, I hope. Threes are typically accepted too. Four, once you get up into like the fours and fives, some cities accept those and some don't. So you have to look into it. You can just Google it and it should be pretty easy to find.
Perhaps call your local municipal management facility.
Yeah, they'll tell you. So that's important to know. And then, I mean, paper products, pretty much all, it is a little bit sketchy. There's some aren't. Like if there's like a glossy layer to paper products, they're not recyclable typically, but you'd be surprised how much you can recycle. And I think people just don't know. And also, I'm just always surprised by how many places don't have recycling bins. If you ever are somewhere and they don't have one, mention it to them. Say, hey, is this something you guys could start implementing? It's such an easy thing and it's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be like the bare minimum and we're not doing it.
And I know some cities are starting to implement mixed recycling stuff, but it's not a thing that everybody has. Like here in Marquette, they're working toward that.
Yep.
We're not there yet. So you've got to be aware too when you're throwing out things that you might think might be recyclable. For instance, a pizza box. There are certain qualifications where it's actually not recyclable.
Right. And with a pizza box. So like if there's grease and stuff on it, what I learned is that that's not recyclable. Everything I've heard is that like if there's food remains on something, you can't recycle that. So, I mean, I go the extra step and I will rip off the top of a pizza box. So like the part that has no grease on it, I recycle that and I throw away the bottom part that has all the grease. So try to make up for the people who don't recycle.
And I think the bigger thing at here that I wanted to get to that, Gabby, you can probably comment a little bit on this. What really stood out to me was just the effect though that one impassioned person can have on people around them. Because once Sarah starts talking about recycling, all of a sudden everybody else is more aware of it, right? And I found myself looking at the bottle I was holding and I was like, I should find a recycling bin for this. And I think it just goes to show you the effect that it has and that people sometimes think these issues are so big. How could we possibly combat climate change or recycling or insert whatever giant societal issue you feel passionate about but feel powerless for? I mean, what we have on the bus is an empirical, undeniable proof that there is an effect that one or a couple impassioned people can have on others around them and that it really does make a difference.
For sure. I think like Sarah did impact the team.
Thanks, Gabs.
In a positive way. Okay, just implementing that change because it's like something simple that we can do. Be like more conscious about like looking at the number or like taking it home with you and then recycle it when you get home.
We all do it is the thing. Like we're all more aware of it.
Yeah.
Or even if I don't and I catch myself doing it, I feel bad about it
internally. Thank you.
Like there's a little something that's like,
Oh, shoot. And if you ever, I mean, the thing about it is that like a volleyball team, like you'd be so surprised how much waste we produce. Like, and if you need evidence, there's so many documentaries out there. Look up your carbon footprint. One individual produces a ridiculous amount of waste in their lifetime. And then a volleyball team, I mean, I look at after we have one meal with to-go boxes, it's insane.
And you figure there are how many teams across the country, across how many sports, in how many different organizations.
It hurts my heart. But that's why making a change on one team can have an impact. So.
And happy to help you spread the word here on radio.
I'm
a firm believer in radio being for the public good.
I appreciate that.
And helping connect the community with sources of information, whether we're talking about the volleyball team itself or about things grander in scale. Again, everyone, seniors Sarah Keene and Gabby Martinez of the volleyball program, I appreciate you both talking with us tonight.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.